And just when you thought it was over.
I ain't heard no fat lady!
This isn't over.
This isn't over. Oh no. Oh no, not by a long shot. It isn't over!
It'll never be over.
What? Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is!
Winter isn't over here on the Ski Rex Media Podcast. How you doing, everybody? Tim from Ski Rex Media here, hoping that you enjoyed that intro. One, I put a little thought and production and sampling into, and I hope you dug it, got a chuckle out of it. It makes me chuckle, and a lot of what I do here makes me chuckle, and I hope that I'm a regular enough guy that it makes you chuckle too. If you are a regular guy or girl out there just like me, or if it makes you chuckle, it makes you chuckle. But again, I am Tim from Ski Rex Media coming at you with another solo episode this week. And this one, I had to do it. I had to do it because right now I can look out the window to my left and I can see sunny blue skies days, or a sunny blue sky day. It's beautiful out. I was actually outside with my nephew this morning, my nephew and niece. We were playing. A lot of fun. In the grass, but that grass might not be here after tomorrow. The battle for seasonal supremacy, as I've been calling it, between winter and spring continues tonight, Friday night into Saturday, maybe even into Sunday evening and night. It might be over by Sunday dawn. Who knows? It depends on which meteorologist is right or what the weather actually does. You know me, if I want to know the weather, I just look out the old window and that'll tell me what the weather is. Yes, we are talking about a storm that has some places looking at 16 inches of snow at the last one I saw. Now, this has already happened by the time you heard about this. This storm has already happened. So please leave your comments about how much you got. Send Tim a message about how much you got. We'll get into how you can do that here in a minute. But the storm is coming, a late storm, March storm. It's March 22nd. Places are closed, ski areas are closed, and we were 100% sure that the winter was about over, even though there's still places open that do very well. And I'll talk about that here in a minute, too. But winter's not over. The battle for seasonal supremacy is not over. And speaking of mountains that are opened or closed, in this case closed, let's talk about Whaleback Mountain. As you may or may not know, depending on how long you've been listening to the Ski Rex Media Podcast, the Ski Rex Media Podcast is brought to you in part by Whaleback Mountain, one of my favorite mountains, my home mountain, as a matter of fact, not far from Ski Rex Media HQ. It is right up the road from me on Interstate I-89 in Enfield, New Hampshire. It is off Exit 16, and let me tell you something. There are a few things on exit 16, a couple neighborhoods if you drive a little bit on the roads, a couple gas stations, some storage, a security business, but Whaleback is the main game right off that highway. You could spit from the highway and hit the parking lot, and that is not an exaggeration. If you arc your spittle just right, if you were standing on the side of the interstate by the guardrail, you could do it. Not that you should be doing that, and you shouldn't, but just to tell you how accessible the mountain is, it's right there. Now, their season is over, but Whaleback doesn't completely close down. They are a four-season ski area and resort without the skiing part of it. Like many ski areas and resorts try to do this year, they try and stay around for all four seasons. At Whaleback, you can check them out at whaleback.com. Learn how you could have your event hosted there. Do you need a place to have your wedding reception? Do it at Whaleback. Why not? I think it's great. They have events during the off season. Coming up in a couple of weeks, they have an event to watch the eclipse. We're going to be in a great place to watch that eclipse. Why not do it at Whaleback? I'm pretty sure they announced something that I theorized called and was right. The three-peat performance of the Adam Ezra Group. Wonderful band out of Boston, Massachusetts. Very good. Huge following here throughout New England and the rest of the U.S. Very good. And Whaleback is an awesome venue for them. That show is a lot of fun. Basically, Whaleback, They don't stop. They have something going on. They also have the disc golf course. I believe this season it's going to be 100% completely finished and ready to go. They have their sand volleyball court. Check that out if you'd like. Whaleback can keep you busy until the snow starts to fly again. Whaleback Mountain is awesome. Visit it. Visit their website at whaleback.com to get their complete event calendar. Follow them on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, just to keep up with what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Facebook and Instagram mostly. You can keep up with what's going on over there, man, and visit Whaleback Mountain. A lot of fun during the off season, and Whaleback Mountain in the winter. Ski it to believe it. The Ski Rex Media Podcast is brought to you in part by Embrace. Who is Embrace? What is Embrace? Embrace has had two episodes of the Ski Rex Media Podcast. The first several episodes back, go ahead and check it out, with Jeff Hansen, founder of Embrace. And a second episode featuring Shemi Alcott, four-time Olympic British ski team racer, who helped design one of Embrace's products, the Embrace Snow Sports Leggings. That is a product that I use every time I go skiing. And believe me, it helps out a lot. I have knee issues. You probably have knee issues if you ski. You might even have a little hip issue or back issue. The Embrace Snow Sports Leggings can help you out a little bit. They are compression through and through. For the knees, it's like wearing knee braces built into your pants. For the hips, holds everything together. For the back, holds your back nice and supported. Plus has pockets so you can put heat in the back for your back. Or for the ladies, you can put the heat in the pockets in the front for your front. For those times of the month where you just might need it. In fact, go back to the episode with Shemi Alcott, and she will tell you how she helped design the pants, design the leggings, but not only did she help design the leggings for everybody, but she did, because she is a woman, put a lot of thought into a woman's needs. And if you've worked in retail, you understand that women's apparel of any type, it can get a little squirrely out there. And that's something that should be addressed. And Embrace has addressed that. The Embrace Snow Sports Leggings, tons of features featuring compression through and through. A boot cut so you don't have to stuff it all the way into your boot. They fit great. They feel wonderful. They feel wonderful when you're skiing. And I don't even like to take mine off. But if I do, or if I'm doing something other than skiing, I have my Embrace Dynamic Plus leggings, which are very similar in the compression areas. Embrace.com, Embrace.com. Links are in the description. And if you go there to pick up a pair of leggings for your own, or one of their other products that Embrace has, you can use the code SKIREX10, SKIREX10, and you can get 10% off your order. I know at least one person has taken advantage of it. I hope you do too. Check out Embrace at Embrace.com, Embrace.com, and get yourself a pair of leggings no matter the sport. Check them out. You'll love them. As I said, this storm that I'm talking about that's happening this weekend will have already gone by for you. As you may know, the Ski Rex Media Podcast comes out early access ad-free on Sunday for Patreon subscribers. If that's something you think you'd be interested in, if you'd like to support the program and check out the ad-free version, the early edition, plus a few extra little tidbits, I put an outtake reel up there the other day. If you want to check out my Patreon, please head to patreon.com/SkiRexMedia and you can check that out. You can subscribe. Tiers start at $1. Not so bad, I don't think. Let me know. Speaking of let me know, follow Ski Rex Media on social media as well. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, or X. I'm having a hard time not calling it Twitter, but X. And LinkedIn, of course, if you want some business inquiries. You can follow me on social media. Then you can not only see when the podcast comes out on Wednesday, but you can see some of the other stuff I'm working on, some of the other social media bits that I do, some of the skiing content that I create, all there. Follow me on those. Plus, through those, the social media accounts, the pages, you can get in touch with Ski Rex Media, which is what I was going to say. Since the storm's going to be over by the time you hear this, let me know how much you got. Let me know what kind of snow you saw for this storm. If you were in that storm area in New England, you can send me a DM on the social media pages. You can send me an email. Contact@skirexmedia.com. That's how you send the email. Links will be in the description, or you can go to skirexmedia.com. While you're there, sign up for the newsletter as well. Lastly, you can get in touch with Ski Rex Media by leaving me a voicemail. go to speakpipe.com/SkiRexMedia and you can leave me a voicemail. You can tell me how much snow you got. You can ask a question. Would love to do a question and answer episode. Have answered some questions here on the podcast, which is my intent with the voicemail. Leave me a voicemail with questions, queries, concerns, comments, criticisms, shout outs. Shout out your friends. Shout out your wife. Shout out your husband. Shout out somebody who almost ran you down and you want to talk trash at them. You can send anything you want as long as it's snow sports related and as long as you're not being a total jerk. I can work it into the podcast and I appreciate that. Plus, you don't have to leave your name. You can do it anonymously if you so choose. Many ways to contact Ski Rex Media, and I do hope that you do so because I like fan interaction and I think it adds a little bit. Plus, if you're interacting, that must mean I'm doing something right. Right? Right. That is all of that, my friends. The storm is coming. The storm is coming. It's going to be awesome. It's supposed to be awesome. I shouldn't get too ahead of myself. We've all done this. We've all seen the weather news, the weather reports. We've seen them from either our local TV meteorologist, our local radio meteorologist, the National Weather Service, some of the, ski mountains put it up. Who knows where they get their information from? Usually the same places as us, but you never know. It might be a different person. While you're using a local person, they might be using National Weather Service, whatever it is. You might read the almanac, whatever it is. However you get your weather, maybe you're like me, you just look out the window and see what's going on. Whatever it is, yeah, sometimes you get excited. We've all done it. How many times as a kid you didn't do your homework because they said, it's going to snow like the Dickens and schools might be closed. And you say, well, screw it. I'm not going to do my homework. And then schools open the next day and you're SOL. That sucks. We as adults, we look at it and say, huh, powder day. Some of you out there are powder hounds. Me, I don't mind the solid stuff, but I'll ride a powder day if it's out there. I'll talk about that here in a minute. We've all gotten excited. I don't want to jinx it. I feel like I've already jinxed this winter. Here in New England, this winter has been kind of bogus. We know that. We all know that. It's not a secret. And I said back when I put my snow tires on. Now, I didn't put my snow tires on until January. I didn't. Now, I almost for some reason figured that this season was going to be like last season, be a complete shot-out season. Not completely shot out, but enough where I wouldn't need snow tires this year. I didn't have them on last year. And after a couple of back-to-back storms, some rough weather, a night driving home from Whaleback in the ice that was such a pain that I had to stop and sit in my sister's house with my sister and brother-in-law for an hour or so just to take a breather, take a rest. We sat up there BSing, talking, hanging out with the niece and nephew because it was so nerve-wracking to try and get from Whaleback back to my house that in the ice that I was like, all right, the heck with this. I'm putting on my tires. I have studded snow tires. I have a front-wheel drive hatchback. Hyundai Elantra GT. Small, gets me where I'm going, gets good gas mileage. Awesome little car. Love it. Definitely needs studded snow tires in the Northeast. Put them on, and I even said, I was like, I'm putting these on, and I doubt I'll need them. And, I mean, I did not need them, but I could have gotten by without them, I think, and that's kind of a bummer. So I ruined winter for everybody. There you go. I'll take the blame for putting those tires on, but I'm not so foolhardy as to take them off. Now, you could say, well, Tim, isn't that what you just said? Because you put them on, winter didn't come. Winter's coming. I'm like, yeah. And thank goodness it is, and I still have my tires on my car. Anyway, not the point. That's just a stupid joke. It's not even that funny now that I've said it. Now we've gotten to the end of it. The problem with that is I've said it like a dozen times. It's not funny. But that's okay. That's all right. No problem. No problem with that. The big bummer is that there are some places that are closed that may or may not be able to take advantage of the snow. Now, there are many places that are still open here. Places like Killington is open. Stowe is still open. Bolton's still open, and it's snowing like a son of a gun. For me specifically, I was just down at Waterville Valley this past Wednesday, meeting up with Scooter, Tully, Tully's boys, and some other guys in a group that aren't as familiar with Ski Rex Media. And we all went down there. Now, not only is Waterville in good shape, Waterville Valley is in nice shape and they do a great job there. They're in a great spot where they get decent snow. They're right on the edge of the White Mountains. They are practically in the White Mountain National Forest. They have a great location. They do a lot of good work there. They know their ops, you know, they know their operation, so they can keep the snow. It looks great. They're even having, again, as after this has, this episode has debuted before this, so this weekend, even though this episode debuts after this weekend, there's a national freestyle competition that's using the same course that they used for the World Cup, the freestyle moguls, not dual moguls, I don't think, just moguls, men's. No, there is a dual. There is dual moguls, men's, women's, and dual men and women. So I think that's what it is. And, but, you know, U.S. ski team is back. You know, U.S. Ski and Snowboard is back at Waterville Valley for a nationals tournament, and it's kind of awesome. You know, they're set up and ready to go. Now, the thing about this Wednesday, this past Wednesday going, is that it was spitting snow on and off. As I was getting up to the ski area, it was snowing a little bit. When I got on the lift, it was snowing a bit. When I met up with Scooter, it was snowing a little bit. And when I caught up with everybody, it started snowing more on and off. But then it was more, and it was continuous, you know, continuing. By the time I left, there was a straight up blizzard going on. Like, no joke, swear to goodness, squall blizzard. Somewhere between squall and blizzard, because I think it lasted too long to be a squall, but it was hitting pretty hard, and it came up, you know, kind of quick. So that's more squall-like. So you might need to go find a weather professional to figure out exactly where it was, what it would be considered or classified. In any case, it was snowing like a son of a gun. Go to my social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Go back a few days. Go back a week. Go back however long to, you know, March of 2024, and you can see pictures and a video of how much it was snowing. And you stand there and you think about that. You're like, man, we have had such a late winter, such a rough winter here, low snow winter. And here it was March. We're in the middle of March, just after St. Patrick's Day, and it's snowing like a son of a gun. Then I get home here to the HQ. I get back here to the Ski Rex Media HQ. At one point, I look out my window after dark, and I'm getting hit with a snow squall here. The Upper Valley, the low part of the Upper Valley, the valleyest of the Upper Valley. Dude, and it was snow squalling here, and we are in the 6 to 12 range for this next storm. I am not even that high above sea level, and I might get it here. So you know places up in the higher mountains are going to get it. So ski season is not completely over. The bummer, and I feel awful, not that I did it, but Whaleback closed. They wanted to make it till St. Patrick's Day. That was their original last day. They didn't make it. And here we are in this 6 to 12 or more band. And oddly enough, even though Whaleback is only 15 minutes away up the road, it's not far from me, they actually do better on snow than I do. And yes, they are a little higher up. Obviously, the summit of the mountain's higher up, but they do noticeably better. And man, I don't know. You can still take advantage of it if you like Whaleback, I think. Now, don't quote me on this. You must go to Whaleback's homepage, Whaleback's website, Whaleback.com, go to their socials, go to NewEnglandUphill.com if you have a New England Uphill Pass. Is it .com or is it .org? I did an episode with Ed Warren, who's the head guy over there at Uphill New England, and now I can't remember their website. That's a shame. Uphill, if you have an Uphill New England Pass anyway, at any rate, if you have an Uphill New England Pass, if you have your Whaleback Pass, still have either one of those, if they're still running, Whaleback might have a powder day come, you know, Saturday mid-morning to afternoon into Saturday night and Sunday morning. It won't be super deep maybe, but it might be enough for you to go get some. And like what I was trying to say is check those places, the websites, Uphill New England website, Whaleback website, any website that gives that information to see if you can go up. Whaleback's usually pretty lenient, pretty liberal with their uphill policies, and they do put it up. Anytime outside of hours is, you know, at your own risk. Like if you go down, there's no ski patrol out there. You're going to have to try and get yourself off the mountain. So you might be able to go. It's just a thought. It kind of sucks that they're not open, that they can't spin the chair or spin the T-bar or something to really take advantage of it. But that's okay.
That's okay. You never know. People might still be there. And then the following week, I think it's the following week or maybe the weekend after, we'll be doing the eclipse over there at Whaleback. Because right now, New England is set to see a really awesome show for this eclipse this time out. The last one we didn't see here. I was outside during the last one. I think it was 2017. No, it wasn't 2017. It was 2019, 2021, 2020. I forget when it was. In any case, I think it might have been 2020. And I was outside. I was down in southern Vermont, and it never even dimmed, not even for a second. We didn't see it. This year, this part of New England should get a pretty decent show. Many of the mountains here across New England are actually doing different events to take advantage of seeing the eclipse. So get out there and see that. Check out Whaleback if you can. And again, you might be able to get some uphill laps there. Check that out. Or you might have been able to. I know I'm talking to you like it's tomorrow. It's not. You're hearing this on Sunday morning. Maybe if you're a Patreon subscriber, you're hearing this on the following Wednesday. So if you got Whaleback turns, if you were able to get up on Whaleback as an uphiller, let me know how that went. Again, contact at SkiRexMedia.com for email, SpeakPipe.com/SkiRexMedia for voicemail or DM through social media. Now, why is winter acting the way it is? Why is it doing that? You know what? I'm going to put it out there and I'm going to have a little fun with it. I am going to delve into the world of conspiracy. Did you listen to the Ski Bum podcast a few weeks ago that I co-hosted? I was the fill-in co-host for Mario. Shout out to Mario and Brian at the Ski Bum podcast, friends of Ski Rex Media, friends of mine. If you are a crossover fan, then you probably heard about it. If not, they are another podcast that I co-hosted on. Mario was on vacation in Italy, skiing in Italy. The next episode of their podcast from mine was talking about Mario's vacation in Italy. Sounds like he had a lot of fun. While he was in Italy, Brian says, hey, you want to co-host? I says, yes. So Brian and I ended up talking about conspiracy. Will we actually start a conspiracy podcast? Me, him, Mario, the three of us, two out of three of us, one of us, who knows? But we're going to do it. We're getting into it. I'm going to start a little conspiracy nonsense, a little conspiracy theory here for you. Maybe it's not even a conspiracy theory. Maybe it's just scientific. Who knows? It's just a garbage theory, maybe. Who knows? But we're going to get into it. But just in case, make sure you get your tinfoil hats out. Make sure you're not doing anything that's turning the friggin' frogs gay. And we're getting into that right now. You see, I have a theory, my friends. I do. Now, we all know. Maybe we don't all know. I shouldn't say we all know. But some of us know that at times in Earth's history, there's been a pole shift. Not a polar shift, but a pole shift. The North Pole and the South Pole, they switch sides maybe. They switch ends. They go top to bottom, bottom to top, whatever it might be. There's a pole switch. It's happening right now. It is. You see, winter's not going away. It's still coming at the same time. It's fine. Now, maybe climate change and the carbon-based climate change theories that we've heard, the things we try to prevent, the things we're trying to be more environmentally sound, no global warming, no climate change. But is the climate changing because of human intervention? Or is it nature? Is the earth turning or the poles turning? So now New England isn't where New England was from a pole aspect. We're still in the same spot. You get out a map. You get the latitudes and longitudes. It's right there. Your GPS knows where you are. Sometimes I don't know if that's 100% true because Google's navigation and Google Maps will send me down some crazy side roads sometimes when I know there was a better way that could have stayed on a paved road that I'd almost didn't sink my car in the mud because it's mud season. You know, maybe I'm right. Maybe that's it. Maybe the navigation doesn't get it quite right because it doesn't quite know where we are. And because of this pole shift, this change, we're not in the north anymore. We're now more near the equator, or we're edging towards the equator. Maybe right now, New England is actually where the Mid-Atlantic is. New Jersey, Virginia, Maryland. These places that don't often get snow, but will get it from time to time. And when they get it en masse at once. Think about that. Is New England now the Mid-Atlantic? Not that we're in the Mid-Atlantic. We didn't change in, you know, where we are on the Atlantic Ocean. but maybe on the poles, if the poles were something you could touch, something you could feel, something you could see with your own eyes, maybe, just maybe, we are now where we are supposed to be or not supposed to be on the mid-Atlantic. So what does that mean? Does that mean we're going to keep going? I like to think we're far enough north that once the switch is done, we'll be in the southern part, southern enough of the equator, wherever the new equator may lie, and we'll get our winters back. Do you think that's right? Do you think I'm anywhere near right? Probably not. And the beautiful part about that is I am not a scientist. So don't think that I am right. I'm probably not. This was for entertainment purposes only. I have no idea what I'm talking about. I do know. I think there's been some, recently, there was some scientific news that suggested that the Day After Tomorrow storyline could actually happen. If you don't remember that movie, it came out 2002, 3, or 4, I think. That might be right. I don't know. I can't remember offhand, but it starred Jake Gyllenhaal and Dennis Quaid, and it was all about the next ice age coming. And it was because the warming trends kicked off the next ice age, and then it was just, you know, a polar winter for God knows how long, all the way down to the Carolinas, basically. So anywhere that it's warmer, you might now get 4 true seasons. Up here, we're under feet upon feet upon thousands of feet of ice, hundreds of feet of ice, whatever it is. Not a bad movie. I can't say it's a good movie, but I do like it. I could tell you why it's probably not the best made movie, but there is no Ski Rex Media film division yet. We might get into that, though, at some point during the summer. I will say if you are interested and you see these, so if you watch the show Suits, is it Suits? Yeah, I think it's Suits. There's the character Lewis. He's has a cameo and a bit part in it. He's there for maybe 35 seconds. So keep an eye out for that. And shout out to that actor whose name I can't remember right now. Yes, I have the memory of a goldfish. But either way, winter is bizarre, but it's not over yet. It may feel over for the most part, and it's, you know, we're turning into spring. We're going to be in spring. Spring, the first day of spring, God, that might have already happened. When's the first day of spring? I don't remember, but Easter's coming, and we know that. And, you know, I can't say it's been the greatest season from a snow aspect. I had fun. I had a lot of fun. Didn't get a lot done. I got a lot done. I didn't get as much as I wanted to get done. I had plenty more, so I'm already planning for next season because I'm rolling some things back. We're checking out a few things. I'm putting on the calendar the trip to Quebec. I want to get up there. Shout out to Bonjour Quebec. Met up with some of them, the Canadian minister, the Quebec Minister of Tourism up there. I talked to them all at Snowbound. A lot of fun. Great people. Going to get up there. 6-state New England Challenge. Scale all 6 states in one season. That's going to happen. I'm sure of it this year. I've only been talking about it for how many years? Since I started Ski Rex Media. We're going to get some cross country in. Cross country took a little bit of beating too because of the season. As did snowmobiling. The snowmobile trails were quite bare this season. Couldn't believe it. It was a rough season. So I'm already planning for next season. Also, there's a good chance I'll be back on the Epic Pass again next season. So we have some places. To go. May have to travel a bit outside of New England. May have to get into New York. Ooh, I want to get into New York too with the Epic Pass, with the Indy Pass, and probably with my Freedom Pass or my Whaleback Pass. Actually, the Freedom Pass is quite interesting. If your mountain is on the Freedom Pass, this is kind of awesome. If you're on a Freedom Pass mountain, that's also an Indy Pass mountain, excuse me. If you're independent, you might be an Indy Pass holder. For instance, I have a Whaleback Pass. That is an Indy Pass partner. So I ski there anyway. But now I have 2 days at every other Indy Pass mountain. With some of the mountains on the Freedom Pass are crossovers with Indy Pass. So instead of just the 2 days, you get 5 days. That's cool. That's wicked cool. Keep an eye out for that. Learn how to leverage all the passes together if you have more than one. Right now, I will definitely be on the Whaleback Pass. It is very likely that I will be on the Indy Pass again, and it's a chance that I might be on the Epic Pass again. We're talking about all this stuff behind the scenes, so we'll see what happens. And of course, the podcast here goes away soon for the summer, so we can all get through the summer, get some things done, get some things set up and ready to go. To that point, The end of the season panel is coming. I'm not sure who's going to be on it yet. I have a limited number of spots. I have to make some invites, but if you want to suggest yourself as part of the end of the season panel, let me know. And if I have a spot, I will give it to you. It's first come, first serve, plus my invites. Invites first, then first come, first serve. That's the way it goes, my friends. But anyway, winter isn't over. That was the point of this half-hour rant, or whatever it was you want to call it, rant, conspiracy nonsense. A lot of fun with that. Solo episodes I try to keep under an hour, and that's what we're doing now. So thank you for listening to this solo episode of the Ski Rex Media Podcast. I hope winter isn't over where you are. If you are in the West, it certainly is not. There are mountains out there that are planning for Memorial Day. So shout out to that. Here in New England, we're getting a blast in some of the higher elevations, most probably, most definitely, they're getting a blast. So if you can get up to those mountains, keep her going. Keep skiing if you can. If not, I understand. Sometimes the season has to turn. Plus, some of you are itching to get out on your mountain bikes, and I understand that too. Absolutely. Go get you some. And, you know, if you don't have the snow, there's always Big Snow American Dream for us here in the East. I talked about the Mid-Atlantic in my conspiracy theory, or my pseudoscience theory, or whatever you want to call it, and that is there. So, get out there, have a good time. I am Kim from Ski Rex Media. Please check the show description for all links and contact information and everything else, and I will see you out there. My season isn't over. Winter isn't over. It's not over. It's fighting back. The battle for seasonal supremacy continues to wage. And we're right in the middle of it. It should be interesting to see how March and April actually kind of pan out here, right? Right. Thank you, everybody. Tim from Ski Rex Media saying, have a good one, and I'll see you out there later.